Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Fits like a glove, says Brad Holmes last night. Defensive tackle, Ohio State. The big headline with him, he stuffs the run. Massive human being, 330 pounds. Part of the national championship, Ohio State Buckeyes. John, we talked about it. Go get a big human being on one side of the line of scrimmage. Brad Holmes does just that. What was your reaction to the pick?
I don't hate the pick. And I'll preface it by saying I was hoping for Jihad Campbell at that time, but he does fill a need.
But Brad doesn't draft needs.
Right. It's interesting. Run stuffer for sure.
Yeah.
But then when you watch the film, he's a guy that not only can stop the run, he does a nice job of taking on double teams. And when Aleem McGill comes back, this is going to be a nice tandem in the middle. It's going to be a really nice tandem because he's very similar, in my opinion, to a DJ Reader who could take on double teams, who could shed blocks and make plays at the line of scrimmage. We didn't see DJ Reader make a bunch of plays on the quarterback. Where Tyleek Williams, I think, is better than DJ Reader is his ability to at least push the pocket. And he does have a knack for, if I'm not going to get there, I'm going to push this guard, the center, as far back into the quarterback's lap as possible, and I'm going to get a hand up and bat a ball.
Everything you read about him, big, smart, tough, highly productive. And at 330 pounds, I assume they were going to show a bunch of highlights of him at nose tackle or the one tech.
Oh, no. He can play the four-eye.
Well, yeah, he can play the three tech. That means there's pass rushing upside there. And seeing some Ohio State people talk last night, they believe he will have more pass rush upside in the NFL than he showed in college. So I like a guy that can play either interior D-line spot because that's flexibility. That's right now, while McNeil's hurt, he's a starter day one. When Aleem is healthy and Reader is on the last year of his deal, he slots in long term. So it's short term and long term. Quality football player, fits a need. I'm sure Brad loves that we talk about that, but a good pick for the Lions. You said you like it, don't love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I like it because it does fit a need. And here's where when you bring up that could be better at pass rush in the league than he was there. A lot of things are telegraphed in college football. Guy lines up as a four-eye, instantly as a tackle, I'm thinking, hey, he's going to try and pick me, and it's a TE stunt and comes around. We saw that a lot. But he does have some nice natural instincts where when you're running that pick, which will probably come from more of a wide three or three technique, and you rub that tackle, now all of a sudden, hey, what are my instincts telling me? Instead of just, hey, I'm going to do my job and then I'm done, and it's up to the edge guy to get around and make a play, he does have a nice feel of hitting that tackle and then reading, I'm in good position to now bounce off and actually get after that quarterback. We saw that a number of times with Tyleek Williams at Ohio State. So he does have good instincts. He also has good instincts, not just as a guy that's going to take on double teams at a three or a nose, of being able to move down the line of scrimmage and make plays down the line of scrimmage. He's big, but he's not big and immobile. I wouldn't call him the most fleet of foot, but he does have good instincts, good reads, and the ability to move lateral down the line of scrimmage and make plays.
He's not a player that you and I spent a lot of time talking about, but we did spend a lot of time talking about that type of player.
Mm-hmm.
the interior defensive lineman. Walter Nolan was never going to fall there. Derek Harmon, fingers crossed, never going to fall there. Kenneth Grant, maybe. He went 13. But it's clear that Brad Holmes looked at that and said, we got to get better on the interior of our defense. And Tyleek Williams is a guy that they didn't hesitate to pick. The question is always going to be, who did they pass up on? There's a couple edge guys. Mike Green, who was the nation's leading sack artist last season. And Donovan Ezeraku out of Boston College was also their very popular mock draft selection. Brad preferred this football player instead. Jihad Campbell, who you already mentioned, goes three picks later to the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the one criticism I think is valid. If you're going to say, I won't question Brad Holmes because he's Brad Holmes, you're allowed to point out Howie Roseman is Howie Roseman, right? I think that's a fair counterpoint. If you said, well, if I'm just going to defer to the really smart football people, the best general manager in the NFL said Jihad Campbell is a hell of a player, top 10 on their board, and the Lions didn't take him.
Yes, and obviously Edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson is a need.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles were looking at Jihad Campbell and had him highly ranked, one, because he's a really good player, but also because they lost a lot. They lost more at the edge than they did at defensive tackle. They lost one in free agency in Sweat. They lost another one, Brandon Graham, to retirement. Like, they needed to address, to be able to do what they did last year in the Super Bowl, and that is get after a quarterback. Their need was bigger at edge than clearly at because they still have Jordan at defensive tackle. We know that they're stacked there in terms of the top end talent. Now, depth, okay, they could find depth. We talked about it. This is a very deep draft at the defensive tackle position. I wouldn't be surprised to see Philly address the defensive tackle position, the depth of that position in the second round.
248-539-9797. Your reaction to Tyleek Williams is the pick for the Lions. Defensive tackle out of Ohio State. Big human being on the line of scrimmage. Hard to be mad at the pick. Maybe you got a gripe because you liked someone else more. We had the guy yesterday call with his draft crush, gushing about Jihad Campbell. I thought about him last night when they passed on him. The Eagles just have a knack for getting these good football players, right? Like, of course they end up with Jihad Campbell.
Sure, but you could also say, I mean, Brad Holmes has a knack for getting good players in the draft.
But the only person that you would say rivals Brad Holmes is Howie Roseman, right?
Well, not just rivals him, is better.
He's better.
At this point, yes, because he's got Super Bowls.
Yeah. So if you go, well, my guy Brad Holmes did better, track record suggests Howie Roseman did better.
Yeah, but we're talking about who we believe are the top two
general managers
in football.
Ticket Texture says, stuff the run. The handoff was all Michigan had, and Mullings ran over him in Ohio State.
I mean, I would love to second that emotion, but no. I mean, he did run over Jack Sawyer, but that was more Max Bredesen, who was on top of Jack Sawyer, knocking his helmet off, crushing him. Sorry.
Maybe you guys want to consider McNeil is more hurt than we think.
McNeil's not going to be back until, at the earliest, probably Thanksgiving. I think we all addressed the fact that it was a blown ACL late in the season. We won't be back until late in the season. For most guys, even though there's been advancements in recovery, in surgical procedures, it's generally about a 12-month recovery. So, no, I don't think we're underestimating that he's going to be back sooner than later. No, I think he's probably later than sooner.
Yeah. Enough with In Brad We Trust. Last year's draft was mediocre at best.
Well, I mean, if you got a starting right guard for the next few years in the sixth round, that's pretty good. We have no idea. We didn't see a Manu.
Or Rakestraw, really.
Right. And so I think it's still TBD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.